Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 3. Written by Triona Campbell. Episode 3.
What happened when you reached Maeve's castle in Meath, Granny Grania?
You're moving too far ahead, Mochree. First, we had to get there. 5 days on the road with Maeve, her father, advisors, and guards. And with each day, I wished more and more we had stayed in Clew Bay.
Why, Granny?
Well, let me tell you, child.
The legend of the Stone of Fall is that it can tell your future if you hold it and listen carefully. To those with a kind heart or a great destiny, it tells the truth. To those who are not kind or fair, it will tell nothing.
And what about the stories that it can tell who the next High King is?
It is said that once placed on top of the Stone of Destiny, in the middle of the Hill of Tara, it will shout out the name of the next High King of Ireland, if they are present there. But, as you know, it's been silent for a long time.
But perhaps someday.
Enough. Poor Grania is looking bored. Tell me something about you instead. Grania, do you always ride like that?
How do you mean?
With your legs on either side of the horse. Your parents let you ride like that.
Lady O'Malley would prefer if she didn't, but...
Flaherty?
What? It's the truth. Your mum would prefer it if you rode a side saddle. Like... well, like Maeve does.
If you'll excuse me, I think Marjorie has fallen behind. I'll check on her.
No, she hasn't, Grania. She's right there. Look.
Madra, here, girl. Ancho. At least I can always count on you, girl. Ancho. You don't go comparing me to perfect Maeve all the time, do you, girl?
Everything all right, Grania?
Fine.
Really? I'm your brother, remember? I know you. Is there something you want to tell me about?
No.
Come on.
All right. It's about Maeve.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Seriously? Look, never mind. I think I need Madra's company for a bit.
Suit yourself. Just remember, it's your choice to exclude yourself. Hey, Flaherty! Maeve, wait up! Can you tell us a little more about the Pale? What's it like?
Look at them both, Madra. My brother and my supposed best friend, hanging on Maeve's every word.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear you.
What? I was checking on my dog, Madra. Surely you have other things to do than listen to a girl talking with a dog.
I mean no disrespect, just I heard about you.
You did?
When your father was captured by pirates, you were the one who saved him.
How did you hear that story? Also, I don't mean to be rude, but who are you?
I am a friend, an admirer, if you will, and one of O'Kelly's current advisors.
You said current?
With respect, not everyone is like your father, the O'Malley, and things near the Pale are quite different than in your lands. Loyalties in Kells change quickly. Some advice. Watch Maeve and be careful.
Why?
Just a comment. Sometimes people say one thing, but act a different way.
Strange advice to offer about your chief's daughter.
I didn't mean to offend. When you're in Kells, you should also ask her to show you the stone.
Maeve knows where it is?
Yes, just be careful. Keep your friends close while they are still your friends to keep.
Why tell me that?
Just an observation. But after hearing about your previous adventures, I know you will make the right decisions.
Well, that was odd, Madra. Why does an advisor warn against the clan he serves? Anyway, we're almost there, and then at least... well, it's not like Maeve is going to want me to spend all my time indoors with her weaving on some loom. It will get better, won't it?
take the second watch. You sleep. Any movement?
None, but it's almost too quiet. Be glad when we're back safe in the castle. Till then, the moon is high. Wake Murphy when it's closer to dawn, and he'll take over from you. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up, child. Wake up, child.
Druid? Am I dreaming?
Yes, but it's the only way that I can speak with you. Someone from your past is plotting something. Grania, you must stay alert.
I can't. I'm not in Clubay, Druid.
Foolish child, the danger isn't in Clubay. It's in the castle you're going to. Stay alert, child. You hear me? Or all will be lost before it begins.
Druid? Druid?
Grania, wake up! Wake up! You're having a nightmare.
What?
You were dreaming about the druid. Is everything okay?
Was I? Of course. I'm just excited to arrive at the castle later. At least there we can explore. Maybe even get Maeve to show us the stone.
Wondering about the future, Grania?
No, just a feeling I can't shake. I want to explore a bit when we arrive.
Grania, I hope you've recovered from the journey. The rest of us are weaving this morning. We have a loom set up. Do you want to join us?
Weaving?
It's fun. We work, we talk. The older ones tell stories. I know it might not sound exciting, but...
I think I'll do some exploring with Flaherty instead. Ready, Flaherty?
Actually...
Sorry, Grania. I already said yes. Maeve was telling me that some of the older women have stories about the legends of the castle.
Fine. You go with Maeve. I'll explore by myself.
You know, you're welcome to join us at any time. Or maybe you'd like to bake something with me. I'm good at that too.
No, thank you. I know, Madra, but I already said no. I couldn't change my mind. I'd look like an idiot. Let's go explore a little. Perfect girls and girls like me don't mix well.
Everything good, Grania?
What? Dearmid, I didn't see you. Everything is fine.
You'll excuse me, but you don't seem very happy. Might I suggest one of these?
What is that?
A bread roll from the kitchen with herb butter. It's good, honestly.
Thank you.
It's just a small gift. Let me guess. The reason you're out of sorts, Maeve.
As I said, nothing is wrong.
Be careful, Grania. The O'Kellys have a habit of taking things that aren't theirs.
What do you mean by that? Wait, do you mean the stone? Aren't they the guardians of the stone?
It wasn't theirs to take.
Grania, there you are. Dearmid, if you'll excuse us.
Of course. Grania?
Something about Dearmid. Something familiar. But... anyway... What are you doing here? Maeve said she was inviting you to spend time with her. Then I see you skulking around here, alone, again.
I'm not skulking. Maeve was going to weave on a loom. That's just not me.
Grania, Dad is counting on us to make friends with the O'Kelly so he can get his alliance signed. Would it hurt for you to act a little like a lady just this once? To say yes to your host when they organise something nice for you and give it a try.
You know something? You and Flaherty are always taking Maeve's side. I didn't ask to come here. No one asked me what I wanted. I had a plan, you know.
There are no sides here. And your plan to go sailing with Flaherty for the summer isn't as important as this.
You don't understand.
That you're being selfish, Grania? You know, it wouldn't hurt you to think of others. Be a bit more like Maeve.
More like Maeve? Perfect Maeve with her loom, her sewing, and her baking. All the things I don't do. Since she arrived, it's all you talk about. Fine. But be careful what you wish for, Donal.
What does that even mean, Grania? This isn't like you. Grania!
They're picking Maeve over me. I'll show them, Madra. Just wait.
Grania, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
I have no idea. You've been a bit distant since we got here. See? Madra knows what I mean.
I'm preparing to meet Lady Maeve in the kitchen to learn how she bakes. We're making something special for tonight.
Really?
Really.
Bake? You?
It's not complicated. I mean, if Maeve can, why couldn't I?
Yes, but I heard Maeve is really into baking and does it all the time. She enjoys it. I've known you since you were 5, and I've never heard of you trying to bake anything. Ever. Grania, Maeve is nice, you know? If you give her a chance. I know that look. Go easy on her.
If you would excuse me.
Halt! State your business.
I'm a guest on my way to...
It's all right, I know her. Here, I have another one of those bread rolls if you want.
Thanks.
Of course.
What was that all about?
Don't worry, it's just some extra security. Probably stone-related. Or else the O'Kelly is enjoying making life awkward, one or the other.
Can I ask this? The Stone of Fae. You've seen it before.
Yes, I have. Once. Grania, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't say anything, but sometimes when I hear her being so unkind, you can't trust Maeve. She said something. Not fair or nice about you to your brother and your friend. As another of your friends, I thought you should know that.
My friend and my brother are not so easily turned, Dermot.
You would be surprised. The O'Kellys, they have a way. They can twist and take things.
You said that before, Dermot, but you never gave me any proof. I don't believe in rumours. I believe in facts. Did Maeve take something that belonged to you?
For now, you need to be more worried about yourself.
Maeve, you're so funny.
See what I mean?
Sorry, Grania. We were just...
Let's begin. Baking, right?
Yes. I thought we could make that cake Donal and Flaherty asked about.
I'll leave you to it. Maeve is a champion baker, Grania. You'll learn so much from her.
Oh, will I? And how are you with pranks, Maeve?
What an odd question. Why? Anyway, I got the bowls and tins ready for us.
What kind of cake is it?
It's a round Bealtain cake, sweetened with honey and spices. Something special for you all being here.
Are these the spices?
Yes. Nutmeg, cloves, ginger. We bought them from the market inside the pail.
What about this one?
Yuck. No, that one shouldn't be there. It's senna, and it doesn't taste very good. The one beside it is pink salt. We won't be using that either in a honey cake.
Maeve, would you mind if I watched you first, then tried to bake on my own, so I can really learn how to do it? It's normally how I learn things. Everyone says you're the best to learn from.
Of course. Let me get the eggs.
My recipe would be ruined if you added salt and senna. Would it really?
I got them. Got the eggs.
By the way, your advisor Dermot mentioned the Stone of Fall. I'd love to see it. Perhaps you could show it to me.
It's normally off limits, but let me see what I can do.
Granny, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did. I shouldn't have. I told myself it was just a prank. But I don't know what got into me. I was jealous of how much time Maeve was spending with my brother and my best friend. I hated being in the O'Kelly Castle. and I picked the worst possible way to let my anger out. As soon as Maeve turned her back, I dumped salt into her bowl and mixed it into the flour. I sabotaged Maeve's cake and made sure to follow her instructions when making my own. Once it was done, there was no going back. I was determined to make her look bad. And after that, it was all about to get even worse.
Episode 3, featuring the voices of Billy Traynor as Granny Gráinne, Sophia Campbell-Bernardo as Granddaughter, Millie O'Reilly as Young Gráinne, Kerry Flaherty as Maeve O'Kelly, Fionn Flanagan as Donal, Paddy Courtney as Dermot, Ned Dennehy as Druid, Harry Lynch as Flaherty. Directed by Nuno Bernardo, produced by Roisin Carney. Series creator is Triona Campbell. Executive producer for RTE is Nikki Coughlin. Sound designer Adrian Santos. Produced by Roundstone Media Limited. The Young Pirate Queen Season 3 was commissioned by RTE Junior Radio and funded by RTE Independent Radio Productions and commissioned them on with a television license fee.